Assalamu alaikum and good morning to you. If you are listening to me in the afternoon hours, good afternoon to you. If you are listening to me in the evening hours, good evening to you. And if you've ever allowed me the privilege to speak to your being before you lay your head to rest, good night to you. I want to continue my five-part series entitled Surviving the Pain. Surviving the Pain, My Journey Through Pain. Part one was entitled Being Broken. Part two, How Can I Move Forward? Part three was entitled Peace Be Still. In part four, I want to impart unto you, using as a title, Balance. Balance. Dictionary.com defines balance as a state of equilibrium, equal distribution of weight, amount, etc. Something used to produce equilibrium. Mental steadiness or emotional stability. Habit of calm behavior, judgment, etc. A state of body equilibrium. The definition that they use to, you know, back when you were in school, I was in the spelling bee. I think I was in like fourth or fifth grade. I was in the spelling bee. And one of the things they would say upon spelling a word was, could you use it in a sentence, you know, to help you in spelling the word? And the sentence that they use is, he lost his balance and fell down the stairs. But then now I need to ask you a question. When you think about balance, what is balance? Like, what is balance? I gave you the definition, but what is balance? Within this life, a lot of us lack balance. I can speak for myself. I do a lot of things. I put my hands into a lot of things because I feel like a lot of people need me. And so therefore I put myself in positions where I am not balanced because I'm trying to balance everyone else. And because I feel like God has given me the ability to be able to balance others, I feel like, personally, that when I need balance, God will provide it unto me. But one thing, the Bible declares that faith without works is dead, so therefore actions have to be behind the thing that you believe in. So therefore, even within me giving balance to others and knowing and believing that God will give me balance, I have to give that balance back to myself. Merriam-Webster's dictionary says balance is a steady position or condition. I love that. A steady position or condition. I meet people oftentimes that don't know me, and one of the things they always say to me is, are you always this calm? Do you always talk like this? And so my response initially, oftentimes, is, how else should I talk? Why should I be screaming when I don't need to scream? Like, why do I need to sound like I'm hysterical when I'm not a hysterical person? Even in coaching or when I'm speaking, I may speak with more force with a deeper and louder tone, but one thing I won't do is throw off the balance of how I feel. I tell a lot of people, I don't believe in getting too high and or getting too low, because a lot of times when you're too high, you will find yourself in a place where when that low hit, you fall all the way down. Versus when you are balanced at all times, whether you're high or low, things will always be as it should. Again, a steady position or condition. Dealing with a lot of the deaths, the transitions of those that I love over the course of the past year and some change, it really messed with my balance. It really troubled me. It had me all over the place at times. Some days I want to talk, some days I didn't want to talk, some days I wanted to feel, other days I didn't want to feel. And what I had to realize was balance. Not only in my everyday life, but in the things that I thought, in the things that I placed inside of my mind. Even though I'm always thinking positive, I'm always thinking right, it's not always about thinking positive and thinking right. It's about having your thoughts balanced. Because one thing about balance, there's always a positive and a negative. There's always a plus and a minus. There's always an opposition to the thing that you are trying to do. So therefore, the balance. Imagine driving a vehicle and you're messing with the balance within the car. It'll say left, right, front, back. And wherever you put all that sound to, that's where it will go. You can put it in the left speaker at the front. All the sound from your stereo will go to the left speaker in the front, leaving everything else soundless, which will cause a problem. Because now you're using one speaker more than you're using the others. When all you have to do is create the balance where they all will be putting out the same frequency, the same type of energy at the same time. Do you have balance? Do you have balance? Balance is not only a state, a position, a place that you can be in. It also deals with currency. There's another part in Webster's where it says, it uses balance as a sentence, and it says, remainder. He spent the balance of his allowance. What is your balance? You know, you go to the bank, they'll ask you, what is your balance? Balance is so many things within our lives, and we rarely pay attention to it. Balance is all around us, and it is needed all around us. You drive up to the teller, and it says, what is your balance? This is your balance. And one thing about this particular balance that correlates with the balance of position, we tend to take a lot from this balance and don't put it back in there. So before you know it, you have drained your balance. We live our lives like this every single day. We take. And when I say take from the balance, when in terms of your position of balance, we give. And deplete the balance, so therefore we have no steady balance. We don't pour back in. We don't put back in. We don't do what is needed in order to keep our balance up. Balance is a state in which things occur in an equal or proper amount. People often say you have to have a fine line of balance, of work balance and fun. That's one thing people like to throw out there when they talk about balance, but they never talk about the mental health of balance. I've traveled all over the world. I've been all over the world. I've been to 10, 11 different countries. I've seen everything in all these different countries. I've I've been in Buddhist shrines. I've sat with monks. I've sat with sheikhs over the whole countries, imams, all of those things. Those are experiences. And for many people, they will call that the work-fun balance. But contrary to what you think, because you're using fun to say that you have a work-fun balance, but really what you are doing is applying experiences to something that you need to slow your mind down. I hear people oftentimes say, I'm tired of this. I need a vacation. Where are you going to go? Because a lot of times we look for the vacation outside of ourselves versus digging within ourselves to create the balance that we need. I hear people always say, because living in Texas, there's no beaches. They say Galveston, but I've never gone, but real beaches. I need to get to a beach because I need to clear my head. You're going somewhere externally when you need to be going internally. When my family members were transitioning, yes, I can go here, I can go there, I can go over here. People will say, man, he's living his life. He's moving over here, he's doing that, he's going over there. But that does not mean I have balance. Yeah, he coaches all day, but then he gonna go over here and do this. He gonna go to this vacation and do that. He got balance. No, he does not have balance. And that's not what I'm doing, but he does not have balance. The balance will come when I begin to dig deep within myself internally and deal with the pieces that are within me that are broken, the things that are within me that are negative from the pain that I felt. Addressing what is really going on, not going someplace. All you're doing is taking that imbalance that you have to a whole nother city, to a whole nother country, to a whole nother beach. You did nothing. Because as soon as you come back, you're going to feel the same way. Because you really did not work on your balance. You worked on your experience. Now, if you want experiences, then that's fine. If that's what you're going for, go for it. If that is the thing that you want that is going to help you, then go for it. But when you're dealing with something internally, when you're dealing with something mentally, you have to find a way to create that balance within your mind so that you can prepare yourself to the next level. So now many of you have been following the podcast, and I'm so grateful because we've had over 20,000 downloads on this 5-part series, Surviving the Pain. And as I dig between each one of them, I remember when this came to me as I was sitting on the plane coming back from laying my brother to rest. Part one, being broken. There's an imbalance there. Part two, my question was, how can I move forward? There is an imbalance there. Part three, within this moment, I'm trying to find the balance. Peace, be still. The one way that you can find balance is to be still. You have to quiet the things around you and put yourself in a position to where you can address the issue. Now, as I say this, by no means or any stretch of an imagination do I feel any better than I've ever felt. I'm still hurt, I'm still broken, I'm still bothered because they are not here. But what I can say is that I'm whole. I think about them all often. I pray for them every day that Allah raises the decree in heaven. I pray every day for them on the other side. This in no way, shape, or form makes me or you for losing your loved one, this does not give you a I'm over it thing, because I'm not over it. But I had to find the balance. I do not control life or death. We say that we believe in God and that everything that he says is true and right. But yet we are frustrated with his decisions. How does that work? How can you be frustrated with the one that created you? That you say, God does not make mistakes. You know, that's what we like to say. We have coping mechanisms to every little bit of pain that we have. And when things like this happen, we always say, God does not make mistakes. Everyone leaving here. I just lost another cousin. Rest in power, Ulysses Washington, a.k.a. Pac-Man. I just lost another cousin last week. But we like to say God does not make mistakes, but yet we question him and have an imbalance with him because we are not happy with that decision. How does that work? How do we survive the pain? How? With balance. No one can ever tell you how to grieve. If you want to cry every day of your life until it's your turn, do it. Because who has the proper answer to grieving? But this is where the balance comes in at. Cry, but get up and go to work. Cry, but fulfill that promise. Cry, but take care of your kids. Cry, but make sure you're not fired from your job because you have not found the balance within your tears, your pain, and your responsibility. When I came home from my brother, I did not want to do anything because by this point, I had lost my cousin, Kobe left, we lost grandma. I did not want to, I felt nothing. I didn't want to do anything. I didn't want to coach. I didn't want to work on projects. I didn't want to write any books. I didn't want to do anything. But then I had to realize that I had to find the balance. During this time, I can cry. Oh, it hit me right here. Let me go to the bathroom. When I'm here, I'm here. I had to learn the balance of the pain. Everything has balance. For every positive, there's a negative. Everything has to have balance. You know, when you get your oil changed, they always ask you, do you want to balance your tires? Because then the car would ride better. Everything has to have balance. You go to the chiropractor, they straighten you up because your body needs balance. I was asked to do a project. I told no one about. It was a project that I had to do. They did it with the NFL, and so they were bringing it to youth sports, and they wanted to use my physique as the catalyst to it, the image to it. And so they put all these motion detectors all around me, and I had to do all the things that they did for, like, the NFL Combine. That's how they check on their bodies. They check to see what's going on, what you got going on, what you're feeling, et cetera, et cetera. So, of course, when they did mine, first thing they said was, man, you did play a lot of years overseas. All they saw was red. This body was wounded. And so one of the things that we all spoke of, because what the program does, it shows you what's wrong and it helps fix it. It shows you how to create the balance for your life, for your body. It shows you how to create the balance for your body. Because if you don't eat right, you get sick. If you don't exercise, you get sick. You got to have a healthy balance with everything that we do in this life. So those of you who are mourning, who are still feeling pain, just find the balance. There is no answer to your grief. There is no answer to your pain. To those who are dealing with things within their family where you love them, but you hate them at the same time, find the balance. You have to look between the lines. I did not say read. I say look between the lines. Look between the lines. You are the righteousness of God. This podcast is sponsored by my book, Change Your Mind, Change Your Life. You can get it off Amazon, or you can go to my website, www.shabazzglobalenterprises.b, meaning to exist and or live, which is something that you should do every day. Remember to find the balance. Good morning to you. Good afternoon to you. Good evening to you, or good night to you. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for tuning in.